We will open the meeting with the group saying the Serenity Prayer. This prayer is found in the yellow pamphlet and on page 2 of the conference flyer. Let's pause for a moment of silence for those who are facing challenges in and out of the program. Together.
God,
I cannot change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Welcome to the second annual telephone conference of Emotions Anonymous. Our theme today is Experience, Strength, and Hope. My name is Dottie, and I'm powerless over my emotions. Please mute yourself by pressing star 6 or using the button on your phone so we may have a quiet meeting. We have discovered that our EA fellowship is warm and friendly. We come here to live a new way of life through the 12 steps. As we learn to place our problems in their true perspective, we find they lose their power to dominate our thoughts and our lives. The meeting is open for anyone who would like to share your first name and where are you calling from. Press star 6 to unmute and again to mute after you share. Would anybody care to announce themselves?
Good morning, Dottie. This is Susan from Texas. Thank you, Dottie, for your service.
This is Joni from Massachusetts.
Greta from Michigan.
Irma from Texas.
Frank from Chicago.
Emily from Virginia.
Nancy from Illinois.
Sorry.
Would anybody know? Excuse me? I didn't catch that last name.
This is Eric from New Mexico.
Thank you.
This is Dave, who will be speaking during this session, and I'm from Minnesota.
Thank you, Dave.
This is Rory from Galway in Ireland.
Okay.
This is Robin in Arizona.
Sharon, Topeka.
Thank you, everyone.
This is Robin.
Orders from Kentucky.
Anyone else? Announcements. To be added to the loop, our email discussion forum, open the menu on our website, emotionsanonymous.org, and click on Get Involved. Then click on Sign Up for the Loop. EA has a monthly newsletter called the EA Connection. To find it, go to the homepage of our website and then click on Literature. You may also call the EA International Service Center at 651-647-9712 to receive the connection by mail. At our meetings, we use first names only, and many of us add powerless over my emotions. Comments made here are treated confidentially to uphold our tradition of anonymity. Anonymity assures us that only we have the right to make our membership in EA known to others. Criticism and arguments are avoided to ensure easy and open-minded discussions. Experience has shown that it is more productive to discuss solutions rather than problems. Please refrain from crosstalk, unasked for advice or comments from another person, and feedback, as these can divert us from the step or the topic for the meeting. We will now read the 12 traditions from the yellow pamphlet. And is there anyone that would like to volunteer and read? You'd have to unmute yourself if you want to read.
This is Rory. I can help with that.
Thank you, Rory.
This is Greta. I can help.
Thank you, Greta. We could use two more readers.
This is Robin.
Can you
hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Robin.
This is Cheryl. I can help.
Cheryl. Thank you, Cheryl. Okay. We'll begin with the 12 traditions. And we'll begin with Rory, and then Greta, and then Robin, and Cheryl. Thank you.
Thanks, Dottie. Rory, powerless over my emotions. The 12 traditions of Emotions Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on EA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for EA membership is a desire to become well emotionally. Pass.
4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or EA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the person who still suffers from emotional problems. 6. An EA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the EA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Pass.
Pass to Robin.
Oh, how many do we read?
3. You'll be reading 7, 8, and 9.
Okay. I am Robin. 7. Every EA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Emotions Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. And 9, EA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve.
This is Cheryl, powerless over my emotions. 10, Emotions Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the EA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Pass.
Thank you for your service. And our subject for this session is sponsorship. We are very happy to have Dave sharing with us this morning. Dave, you may share for 20 to 30 minutes. I will let you know when you have 5 minutes left. Go right ahead, Dave.
Okay. I'm unmuted, I think. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Very good. Hello, my name is Dave, and I'm powerless over my emotions, and I'm on a joyful journey. I will follow the prescribed format, what my life was like before EA, what happened, and what it is like now. I will describe this in the context of sponsorship, what it has meant to me, and how it has changed my life. I have been a sponsee, a sponsor, a co-sponsor, a temporary sponsor, and have even participated in group sponsorship. After my personal story, I will describe how each of these have worked for me. Let me start with my history. What was my life like before EA? I was born 56 years ago. I was the youngest child of 4, and grew up as a very sensitive and very shy child. I was good in school, but not very good at sports. This led to some feelings of inadequacy, and I didn't have a lot of self-esteem. As I went through junior high and high school, I became more confident and got more friends. I had a good set of friends from the band, which occupied most of my free time in high school. In fact, as I reflect back on my high school days, I can see where I got my first exposure to an unbalanced, busy life. Many days started at 5:30 a.m. with morning cross-country practice, followed by a full day of school, and then afternoon practice or a meet, and then band rehearsal in the evening, turning into almost a 15 or 16-hour day. I was very dedicated to my studies in college and graduated in 1984 with a degree in chemical engineering. Before going to work for 40 years, I decided I wanted to experience the world. I applied for and was awarded a fellowship to study in Portugal for a year. That's where I met the person who would become my wife. I started working my first full-time job and professional job and got married in 1986. The first 10 years of our marriage were good. Our two sons were born, and we became very involved in their lives, playing with them, reading to them, going to their sports and school events. About 5 years into our marriage, we also became very involved in our church and volunteered for practically everything. Meanwhile, my work life was getting busier as I advanced in my career. I had heard somebody once say that if your life is worth living, it's worth writing it down. So, in April 1997, I began a 15-year stint of journaling. My first entry was full of gratitude. It started like this. What I'm thankful for. Christina, who is the ideal wife and mother, who has the biggest heart of anyone, who completes me. I went on to list all the things in my life I was grateful for, including my higher power. I didn't think anything of it at the time, or for that matter, until years later, about the tone of codependency that was in this log entry. My wife completes me? I lived a life that was not very balanced. It was too busy, and I had too many commitments. The time I did have for myself, I spent on unhealthy habits in a downward spiral that led to a couple of bad addictions. Somehow, I managed to keep the image of a good worker, a good husband, a good father, and a generous volunteer at church throughout all this. After 10-plus years of this, I was near rock bottom, and my journal entries were not nearly as cheerful as the first one in 1997. December 29th, 2008, here was my diary journal entry, quote, "The Christmas season was bittersweet. While it was great to see my friends and relatives, my personal struggles have tainted this usually cheerful season with agony and despair. While it was comforting to have many people praying, I still dread the tremendous amount of work I must face, along with all the other life struggles of work, chores, financial obligations, and volunteer service. My roles in these serve a great purpose, yet I feel I need to focus mostly on healing." End quote. I knew I was in trouble after years of unhealed emotional turmoil. The prayers, the counseling, the medication, the church small faith groups, These may be helped a little, yet all of these were not the solution. And then the very next year in 2009, after I separated from my wife, while staying with my parents in Apple Valley, I found EA. That's when my life started to get a lot better, very slowly, but very steadily. I started by listening in the group and contributing my own input. After about a year in EA, one of the members who had been in EA for many years invited me to breakfast one day. I accepted and was very eager to meet with him. I had noticed his serenity and a very deep peace about him. And he was very open and had a lot of wisdom at the meetings. I was very much eager to what he had to share with me, so I would take notes during breakfast. This was the start of my experience as a sponsee. He told me what he had observed about me in a very gentle way and helped me work the steps. He gave me very good advice about the relationship problems I was having and urged me to look within. You see, as I started to feel better about myself and gain more self-dignity, I also felt more entitled to blame my problems on others. My sponsor noticed that. He really helped me understand the EA program and that the path to joy lies within myself. We spent time going over EA ideas and got them down on paper. We started to develop EA literature together and started our five-year journey work on a new fourth-step booklet that was finally published as EA Literature in 2017. That fourth-step booklet prompted me to go deeper than I ever had on my fourth step. I not only came up with my own character traits, good and bad, but grew to understand the root cause of them. With the help of my sponsor, I discovered that many of my negative traits were actually assets gone astray. Likewise, I learned that some of my positive traits became negative when I didn't put boundaries around them. My sponsor remembers, better than I had, what I had shared at my very first EA meeting in September 2009. I said I wanted to be nicer. We chuckle about that today. Kindness was already one of my positive character traits, and unknowingly I hadn't put boundaries around it, and it turned into a codependent trait by my striving to be too nice. I understood this more deeply as I heard similar stories at the EA convention and semi-annual retreats. The sponsorship relationship had turned into a friendship, and our weekly breakfast had turned into a group of several people from our Apple Valley group. This has gone on for 8 years now, and we look forward to our Saturday morning tradition of breakfast. This sponsorship has given me strength as we have helped each other throughout the years. We have shared meals together and helped each other in each other's house and gone to retreats together. As I tried to apply the advice he's given me in his experience that he shared with me, I have found that the EA promises are coming true. My relationship with my wife has improved so much. I still get down once in a while, but I don't have these periods of depression and despair. I'm so grateful for my sponsor who has led me to new paths of self-understanding. The best gift I've received from my sponsor is the gift of self-dignity. The victory I have received over my most difficult trait, shame. That has been my experience as a sponsee. During the year of the sponsor in EA 2016, I volunteered at our group meeting to be a sponsor myself. Here are the fears of my being a sponsor. Am I good enough? Am I experienced enough? Will it take too much of my time? If the sponsorship relationship goes bad, will I feel shame? I became a sponsor for someone who requested this relationship after an EA meeting. I felt a bit intimidated because although I had been in EA longer, he had a lot more 12-step experience. As we shared, we found we had a lot in common. We had struggled with the same addiction and found a connection there. Part of our relationship focused on accountability as we shared with each other with encouragement. This sponsor-sponsee relationship evolved into a co-sponsorship. We met for lunch several times and became friends. Here was my experience as a temporary sponsor. A new member joined the group after she saw the asterisk by my name on the Apple Valley EA group contact list. She noticed I was willing to be a sponsor. She called me and shared her struggles with me. She seemed to focus on how others had affected her, and I gently tried to bring her back to working the steps, just as my sponsor had done for me. I listened patiently, and some of our initial conversations lasted for over an hour. She seemed to suffer from another addiction that I perceived was interfering with our ability to work the EA program. Eventually, she stopped calling and stopped attending EA. Until one day, several months later, she showed up at another EA meeting. Just one time she showed up. She participated in the step that night and seemed a lot more serene than several months earlier. I was surprised when she approached me after the meeting and made an amend to me. We hugged. I forgave her, although I felt there was little to forgive. That turned out to be a temporary sponsorship with a good outcome. I consider our group breakfast tradition on Saturday mornings to be a type of group sponsorship. Anywhere between 2 and 9 people have been together at the breakfast where we share our everyday experiences, strengths, and hope with others. We often read from the Today Book. Then, in a very informal way, we share how EA has helped our everyday lives. We listen to and encourage each other. These group sponsors have become my friends. I have been in so many groups, at school, at work, at church, and the community. Yet I have never felt that I have fit in better than in my EA group. I am very grateful for the EA program, for the relationships with my sponsors, sponsees, co-sponsors, and group sponsorship. I have a ways to go in my life, yet I feel so much better than 10 years ago. I no longer use words like agony and despair when describing myself. I am now on a joyful journey through the Emotions Anonymous 12 steps. I will pass and open it up to questions.
Thank you very much, Dave, for sharing. Is there a topic you would like us to focus on while sharing?
Well, let's focus on the topic at hand is sponsorship, and I'd love to hear your experiences either as a sponsor or a sponsee.